what is the process you take in designing a post-frame building?
When a designer starts a building, they initially lay out the floor plan. They get all the overhead doors, slide doors located. When some large overhead doors and walk doors or overhead doors and slide doors get located, sometimes we got to swap out a standard column for a larger column just so there's enough material there to support the load that opening's going to put on the adjoining columns. They draw a section then too, so you can lay out all your roof purlins, girts, and everything. This gives the construction crew the spacing of the girts, so it simplifies life for the crew. They don't have to be looking through 30 or 40 different details searching for one bit of information as far as girt spacing and stuff. When that's done, then they see what options they have and what details they need to get organized for all of these options. So it's kind of a starting point in how they progress from initial design to getting a construction packet put together and material list put together. So,
and to put that material list together, is that something that you have a standard process for doing at WIC? Is that something that's been developed over time, or is that based on each individual structure?
Again, it comes back to experience of the designer. Each individual structure, some more complicated ones are need a little different approach than some of the simpler ones.
What do you think are some of the big mistakes that you've seen, let's call them rookie mistakes, when it comes to designing a post-frame structure?
It's not as much mistakes in the design. It's more mistakes of not getting all the proper material listed. Make sure you got all the right trims for all the right options, and some unique options have a little different requirements. So when you start to add porches and stuff with ceilings and column covers, the decorative Y braces on porches, and it's just to know what trims go where and why they're needed in each location.
So that pre-planning seems to me to be the most critical part of having a successful construction project completed.
Yes, that's a big part, to make sure you've got it, let's say, built in your head. Know what and all you need to be looking for.